welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting time on At Home with Ifeanyi. Yes, it's the beginning of another month. Wow. So how are you doing today? I know many of us are engrossed in our work. Some of us might be driving to work. Some of us might be on our way to our business, our centers where we carry out transactions concerning our business. Some of us might be working from home. Yes, that's the new norm. Either hybrid form, a mixture of going to the office at times or working from home, you know. So the world is really evolving, changing, and what we have to do is see how we can connect and do what we need to do to live the life we have been called to. So I welcome you to At Home with Ifeanyi today, and I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are connecting with us all over the world. You are specially welcome. How have you been? Like I said, another month is before us, and I know that so many things we still want to achieve, do, you know, make those goals become a reality. And I want to encourage you to say, if you put your heart to it, if you are ready to put the work to it, yes, so that it's not just wishful thinking, you sure will see the results rolling in. We might not know when, you know, but if we don't give up, if we consistently keep doing that right thing, that proper thing, at the end of it, we will see awesome results. So today on our show, our focus is going to be on identity. And my topic is, who or what defines you? Who or what defines you? Have you allowed other people to define you? To tell you who you are and who you are not? Do you know how special you are in God's eyes, dear listener? Understanding who you are will give you a strong foundation to build your life on a great mindset. When you understand who you are, you build your life on a proper mindset from the perspective of God, from God's own perspective. And you know why? Because He created every one of us. He created you. Yes, your parents did not bring you. They were just channels. But the person, the one who really had the thought about you, who had that idea about you, is God Almighty. So your identity should not come from people or things. Your identity, your true identity, is who God says you are. So I welcome you with that opening statement to say, your true identity is who God says you are. That's absolutely what I have to tell you today. Your true identity is who God says you are. Like I said, our topic is, who or what defines you? Defining someone or something is a state or description of the exact nature, scope, or meaning of a particular thing. To define is to determine or identify the essential qualities or meaning of whatever defines us as human beings. So when we talk about who defines you, it has to do with personalities. So we have parents, the first people we have contact with when we are born. There are people that could define us, teachers, our relations, extended family members, friends, religious leaders, the society and culture at large. They have a way of trying to define who we are. And then sometimes we allow the circumstances around us, like our mistakes, our choices, to define us. Sometimes it could be the job that we have, the kind of job we are doing, that defines us. Our looks, our shape, the body size, the way we look, our material possessions. Yes, the environment we live in, the neighborhood we live in, the type of house we live in, the type of cars we drive in, the type of clothes we wear, all these things summed together can be put into either who, based on the different personalities in our lives, and what defines you. Dear listener, like I said, none of all these things that I have spoken about or mentioned should define who you are. Some statements could also define some of us. So we have some of us that will say, I am single, I am married, I am widowed, I am divorced, I have no children, I am a mom, I am a career woman, I am a stay-at-home mom, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever statement or definition you want to put to yourself, all these are not the true picture of who we truly are. Imagine stripping yourself of all these things I have mentioned. Stripping yourself of your qualifications, stripping yourself of your titles, stripping yourself of what people know you as or call you, stripping yourself. Just imagine when you came into this world as a baby, there were no titles or definitions already given to you. Maybe the one and only thing that would have been attached to you or defining you is that you were either male or female, and that is based on your sex, as in your sex organs, your genitals. Even though, yes, today in our world there seems to be confusion about who people truly are. But one thing I want you to know is that someone had you in mind before you arrived planet Earth, and that person is God Almighty. Like I said, your true identity is who God says you are. So all these things I have listed, what your parents would have called you, what your teachers said about you, what your friends are even assuming you are, the course you read, the things you have done, your mistakes. Some of us have defined ourselves by our mistakes and so many things. I am here to tell you, to remind you, that your true identity flows from your Creator. You know why? Because He is the one that created you. Take, for example, we have different recipes of food, and these recipes have been named by those that created the recipes. So the recipes cannot decide and say, oh, somebody else called me chocolate cake, when the original chef that created that recipe says you are a vanilla cake. So you get your identity from the person that conceived the idea of you. You get your identity, your true identity, from the manufacturer that thought about the product before it even came out from the factory. That is why we need to have a paradigm shift in who defines us. And the who that should define us is God Almighty. How does God define us? Wow, there are so many things that we can say He uses to define us. But one place we can get our definition of who we truly are is God's word. Yes, from God's perspective, God is the one who created you. Let Him and not you or culture define you or your direction for life and who you truly are. Let God be the one that shows you who you truly are. You are His masterpiece. Do you know that there are more than 7 billion people in the world today, but no one is exactly like you? There's a quote that says, you need to be yourself. You know why? Because every other person, everyone else is already taken. Every other person is already taken. So you need to be bold. You need to be proud of who God has made you to be. Nothing about you is a mistake because God doesn't make mistakes. In a previous episode that I shared with our listeners, you can go back to it, early episodes, I think episode 6 or so, I talked about how I came into planet Earth. Yes, I talked about how my parents didn't plan for me, you know, or how would I put it? Okay, they were not yet married when I was conceived. So, and when my mom discovered that, oh, she was expecting me, she decided that she was not going to discard me. So I titled that episode, I remember, Don't Discard God's Answer. Yes. Every one of us is an answer to a problem in our world today. God sent us on an assignment to do a particular thing, to add our own flavor to our world. So get your definition of who you are from Him. Don't be carried away by what the world calls you, what the environment calls you. Nothing about you is a mistake. I say it again. Nothing about you, nothing about me was a mistake. Yes, that was why God preserved me and didn't allow my mom to abort me, you know. And here I am today on At Home with Ifeanyi because God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. So I like to read a scripture, one scripture that will talk about how God defines us and how God sees us. And I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 from the Message translation. So it says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what God wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you. He develops well-formed maturity in you. These verses are encouraging us not to conform to our culture in the environment where we live. So there are so many trends today conflicting with God's original plan for you. These verses are telling us, let us not be conformed with the way people are thinking. So many people might say, oh, this is what is happening now. This is the way you should live your life now. don't be confused about the systems, because so many things going on in our environment could be conflicting with God's plans and purpose for you. So you need to get your definition of who you are from God. And the only way you can get your definition from God is by spending time with Him. You cannot know about a product without reading the manual. You can't utilize that product to the maximum without understanding the do's and the don'ts from the manual. The manual is a guide. So our manual for life is God's word. That is where we get our definition. That is where we get who we truly are, because He's our creator. He is the one that made us. He is the one that had the idea that somebody will be called Ifeanyi. Yes. Oh, we called Ifeanyi, and that this is what I want Ifeanyi to do to the world when she is here at a certain time. And I want you to also know that don't be defined by your roles. Your job, your career should not define you. You are who God sees you to be, not your job, not your career. Many times we look down on little menial jobs or things. You know, we always think that the high and mighty in the society are the only ones that are relevant. But God says that you should always remember, whenever He assigns you to do a particular thing, whether you are a cleaner, whether you are a shopkeeper, whether you are a security person, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, whoever you are, doing those seemingly things that look mundane, always remember that God assigns great reward to those seemingly small tasks and those assignments that are overlooked. He takes note of them, especially when they are done with love, with the whole of your heart, and done faithfully. Never look down on such things. Rather, turn your eyes upon your Maker. Turn your eyes and fix them on the one who created you. Another verse of scripture I would like to share is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Jeremiah was someone that never saw himself as important. He looked down on himself. And this is what God told him in Jeremiah, chapter 1. Verses 5 to 8. So it says, "Before I shaped you, Jeremiah, in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you, a prophet to the nations. That's what I had in mind for you." This was before Jeremiah was born. But Jeremiah said, "Hold it, Master God. Look at me. I don't know anything. I'm only a boy." God told me, "Don't say that. Don't say I am only a boy. I tell you where to go and you will go there. I'll tell you what to say and you will say it. Don't be afraid of a soul. I'll be right there looking after you." God's decree. So there might be someone today listening to me and saying, "Ifeanyi, oh, I don't know what to do. My teacher told me while I was growing up that I will amount to nothing. My father said I am good for nothing. My mother told me negative things about me, and I have been carrying those words in my heart since then." Jeremiah was told that he was going to be used in nations. He was going to do great and mighty things. And he said he was just a young boy. And God said, "Who are you to say you cannot do what I'm sending you to do?" God is reminding us, dear listeners, today that He is the one that is defining us. He is the one that we should listen to. Don't listen to the culture around you. Don't listen to those dictates and pronouncements made by people, your spouse, your relations, your friends, your colleagues, that don't look and see anything positive about you. No, look to the one who created you, the manufacturer. He is the one that created you. He is the one that said, this is who I am sending, and this is what you are going to do. That is what should define you. Don't allow the pressures around. So many people feel that, oh, I have not been able to get a master's. I have not even done anything. You know, I've not been able to go to school. What am I going to be amount? What will my life amount to? Don't look down on yourself. Like I said, look to your creator and focus on him. So there are so many distractions today. So many, so many. In a world where information is coming from different forms and shapes and sizes, you know, different platforms, social media, the internet, bombarding us with so much today. And that is why I'll say there are three things we can do to help us remain focused on what our true identity is. You know, when you have the true identity from God, when you know your true identity from God, you would pay a deaf ear to the other voices that might be speaking beyond what God says. So you need to intentionally shield yourself away from the negativity. Shield yourself away from all the confusion. Shield yourself away from your past blunders, your mistakes, those things that has been haunting you for years, and begin to renew your mind. Begin to change your perspective. But you cannot do this on your own. And so the first thing that will help us remain focused on our true identity is, number one, spending time with your creator. Spending time with God Almighty. I cannot overemphasize this. This is so, so, so critical. Just like a nursing baby, a nursing child cannot do without her mother or his mother when they are born. They need nutrition. They need all that they are going to use to begin their development and growth from their mother. So can we not do without our spending time with God? This is very important. If you are going to be defined by what God says about you, then you must spend time with him. You cannot know what he says about you without spending time with him. You need to spend time with him in his word. You need to spend time in the place of prayer. You cannot get the original blueprint for your life outside of this particular point. Even if you have people, religious leaders, that tell you, oh, this is the prophecy, or this is the prophetic word, or this is what God is saying about you, you have to cultivate that relationship with your maker. You have to cultivate that relationship with your manufacturer. Just like we have to read the manual of a product or a gadget we just bought to understand and know how to use it and operate it. That is how we must go back to him and spend time with him, and he reveals to us who we truly are. Let us allow God to define us. It is who he says we are that we should pay attention to. The second thing that we need to do to fix our eyes focus on our true identity is to watch our company. Yes, watch the friends you keep around you. Watch the association you have around you. It says that bad company corrupts good manners. So if you spend time with the wrong people, over time you begin to reflect their nature. You begin to reflect the things that define those people. You begin to listen to the words those people are speaking to you about who you are. Have the right company. Keep away from negativity. Any negative energy, anyone that brings negative energy around you, don't dwell with such people, because they have a way of influencing the things you think about. So the first one is spending time with God. And the second one is watching your company, watching the association you keep. And the third one is speak and believe what God says about you. Yes, you might have spent time with God, hearing what He's saying in the place of prayer, reading His word, reading books that have to do with who you are in Him, but you need to speak those words. There is power in what you say. There is power in the spoken word. So you need to speak it. As you speak it, it begins to form part of your thoughts. And over time, as you meditate on what you are speaking about yourself, His word says that you are the head and not the tail. His word says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There are great and mighty things that God has spoken to you about. His word says that you will overcome even in trying times. We live in challenging times now, and a lot of negative news all around us. It is this word that we speak to ourselves. The word that God has already revealed to us, has showed us. As we speak it and we believe it, we find out that our thought pattern of how we define ourselves begin to change. So, dear listener, you need to watch what you are defining yourself by. Don't define yourself by your accomplishments. Don't define yourself by what people call you. Don't define yourself by everything that is on the outside. Because when you are stripped of all this, then you truly know who you are between you and your relationship with God. Let God define you. Let His definition be what propels you. That should be what makes you wake up every morning looking forward to going to that place to add value. Don't allow the culture around. There's so many things going on. There's confusion. People are not even sure of their identity anymore. People are not even sure of who they truly are, because there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of information that is not the truth. And that is why At Home with Ifeanyi is here to remind you, you have been fearfully and wonderfully made by God, created in His image, and He wants the best for you. What He has called you is what you should believe. Remember, be yourself. Everyone is already taken. Be who God has called you to be. That is where your true identity lies.
Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifeanyi. Check us out on Instagram at Ifeanyi17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.